Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, the Academy Awards are called hashtag Oscars So White, but last night Jordan Peele became the first African-American to win Best Original Screenplay for Get Out, his demonic story of seemingly progressive aging whites taking over the bodies of young blacks.
This means so much to me. I stopped writing this movie about 20 times because I thought it was impossible. I thought it wasn't going to work. I thought no one would ever make this movie. But I kept coming back to it because I knew if someone let me make this movie, that people would hear it and people would see it.
Gene Demby from NPR's Code Switch is here. And Gene, historic moment, or are people disappointed Peele didn't win more awards?
I mean, yeah, there's a way in which the screenplay Oscar often becomes seen as sort of a half a loaf. As in the case of Get Out, the movie was nominated for Best Picture and for Screenplay. And so one of the ways you split the difference there, at least this is the conventional thinking, mm-hmm. is that you give the screenplay award to the screenwriter. That way the movie is awarded in some way mm-hmm. without having it to give it one of the big, big, big awards.
Mm-hmm. You know, just staying with the writing for a second, I mean, it's not nothing. I mean, we're reading Stefani Robinson, who writes for Television's Atlanta, about research that only 4.8% of TV writers are black and that there are so few employed writers across the industry. Mm-hmm. And she says, you know, it's not just opportunity, but it's about disrupting the traditional white-centric narrative. And I just can't imagine a white screenwriter coming up with Peele's concept.
Yeah, Get Out is a really, really provocative movie. And it's sort of remarkable in a number of ways, right? I mean, one, it was sort of a B-movie that was made with a really small budget that gathered momentum as time went on. Like, everything about Get Out was kind of a long shot in getting to where it ended up on the Academy Awards stage. And so there is a way in which the story of Get Out and its trajectory is really remarkable, especially because, again, like, the subject matter is so provocative.
Yeah. Well, talk about some other cultural moments. Coco, Pixar's movie about a young Mexican boy, won mm-hmm. for Best Animated Feature.
With Coco, we tried to take a step forward toward a world where all children can grow up seeing characters in movies that look and talk and live like they do. Marginalized people deserve to feel like they belong. Representation matters.
And Gene, you also had Guillermo del Toro win Best Director.
How many times have you heard a Best Director winner start a speech, an Oscar speech, with as a kid growing up in Mexico? So you have a Mexican-American man winning Best Director. You have a movie, an animated movie, about Mexican-Americans or Mexican people winning the Best Animated Feature. And, of course, you know, the lead time for Hollywood movies is so long that they did not plan to land in this cultural moment, but it's really hard to not sort of read all the political subtext into this. Obviously, we're having big policy conversations about DACA and immigration. And so it's hard not to read these movies and the reception of these movies as part of this political conversation.
Well, so, of course, was the Me Too or Time's Up movement in Hollywood, the reaction to the revelations of sexual harassment there. Let's listen to Frances McDormand. She won for Best Actress for Three Billboards.
If I may be so honored to have all the female nominees in every category stand with me in this room tonight, the actors. Meryl, if you do it, everybody else will. Come on.
And at the end, Gene Demby, she called for an inclusion rider. A lot of people mm-hmm. are like, what? What's that? What is that?
An inclusion rider is a stipulation in an actor's contract that a movie that they're working on has some set amount of diversity, that people who are producing it are actively putting people of color and women in roles in front of the camera and behind the camera. You know, it was really striking that she was asking for that. You know, she won for Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri, a movie that sort of has black people in the most peripheral roles and which has a very blinkered politics around race. But what she was saying was, I think, one of the things that a lot of people who care about inclusion and diversity talk about is that the ways in which white people who have some power and who have some prestige have to use that power to help other people get in the room. The problem is that when it comes to the Oscars, it's not clear that winning an Oscar has the same benefits for women, and especially women of color who win the award. There's not really any sort of traction that happens with their careers following. I mean, Monique, very famously in the last couple of weeks, who won an Oscar for her role in Precious, was fighting with Netflix, who she said lowballed her on a contract. These things happen again and again. And every time there is a big Oscar win, there is a conversation as if, like, oh, this will be the thing that changes everything. And of course, what's telling is that the next time there's a win, we're saying the same thing again.
Gene Demby of NPR's Code Switch, thanks so much.
Thank you.